Later.
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hold on. I didn't realize I had people like sitting in the waiting room. Hold on. They're joining. I have to keep looking over. Thank you guys for getting on.
Hey.
Hi there. Well, welcome to the November PTA meeting. There's not a whole lot to talk about, so we should be done pretty quick here. I am just waiting for a couple of the board members to get on for their updates, but it is 6:30, so we'll get going as they come in. I'll get them in the meeting with us. We'll skip the treasurer's report for now that Carol does. She's not on just yet, but the vice president's report, we got a card that was sent. Sorry if you can't see it. It's a thank you card. It says, "Dear Royal View PTA, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to pursue my college career at John Carroll University. I cannot express how grateful I am towards all of you for supporting me through my academic career, and I will maximize my opportunity with this scholarship. Much love, Josh Bencina." This, and he put in a picture of his graduating picture. It was one of our scholarship winners from the past spring. We had two winners of $1,000 scholarship, and Josh is going to John Carroll, so he used that there. So we got a card from him. I still don't see Carol on. Carol, are you on yet for the treasurer's report? No. Okay. We'll skip over that. For the school board representative, we're still looking for a school board representative. If any parent on is interested, the next meeting is November 9th at 7 p.m. I'm not sure if that's in person or virtual. Seems like it was supposed to be in person last time, but they ended up going virtual, so we'll see. The next thing would be the principal's report. Kim?
Hi, everybody.
Kim.
So obviously we've had a whirlwind since the last time we were on. We shut down for 2 weeks, passed out Chromebooks, school supplies. 2 weeks later, I'm trying to collect everything. So I don't know, Amanda, if you could put something on the PTA Facebook page about if you still have a school Chromebook or any school supplies or headphones, they need to come back to the building. We need that back.
Okay.
Because we're still missing a lot of Chromebooks.
There may have been some confusion. Just I know you sent to send them back, and the middle school actually sent out an email to keep them. So I don't know if maybe that caused some confusion, but.
Yeah, if you could just put something on Facebook, that would
help.
Do. Yeah. It is confusing. You're right. In the middle of all that, we did manage to finish second grade COGAT testing. We managed to finish third grade air testing. Heather, good job to your team. We did makeups today, so we are done. We did virtual testing. I know I did it yesterday at the board with some of our virtual kids. Went very well. We managed to complete 3 virtual conference dates, so give ourselves a pat on the back. We do have vision and hearing screening in the building tomorrow. We also completed an Alice lockdown drill last Friday. We didn't leave the building. We just did it as a regular lockdown. Thanks, PTA, for donating the chips and drink for our Halloween parties. Kids appreciated that. And I think the kids had a, you know, I know parents couldn't come in the building and see, but the teachers did some games and activities, and the kids were still very excited and had a good time. I know John, I talked to John, you know, to see if there's anything he wanted to say. And, you know, he always wants to talk about box tops. I guess we only had like $30 in box tops so far. So, you know, if we could push that too. And, you know, I know you probably have the picture, the new picture dates in the, that'll come out in the newsletter tomorrow, the picture dates, okay. But I can just go ahead and say, so the 15th class pictures will be, I'm sorry, individual pictures will be the 17th of November for K to 2 and the 19th for 3 to 5. And the virtual pictures will be done on the 18th on their asynchronous Wednesday day. So that's why we split them like that. So that'll be in the newsletter tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, so make sure to read the newsletter. There's lots of stuff in there. That's all I have.
Okay, sounds good. We'll do the teacher updates, and then I see Carol's getting on now. So we'll go back to the treasurer report. But is anyone on for kindergarten? Hard to tell with some of the names it signs on. Oh, Carol, we'll come back to you with the treasurer report. Oh, here we have Lisa Smith.
Hi.
Hi there.
So kindergarten had a great party. We had a great time on Halloween. We're getting ready for map testing and, you know, just moving right along with our curriculum.
Thank you. First grade.
Hello.
Hi, Miss Al.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. Yeah, we had the kids had a good time with their party. We did some fun activities with them, and you know, we appreciate the drinks and the snacks for them. But they did. They had a good time. They enjoyed that for Halloween. And then also just kind of finishing up some of our testing as well. And we'll be actually moving into a second round of it probably December into January. But just kind of trying to keep things as normal as possible for the kids and, you know, doing some fun things with them. And, you know, it seems like things are going well. So, you know, that's about it for first grade.
Thank you. Second grade, it looks like we have Mrs. Trincia. I think.
Unmute yourself. There you go. Nope. No.
Ms. Trincy, are you able to give us a second grade update? We'll hop to third grade for now. Anyone on with third grade? Ms. Kiggins?
I am. Hi. Yeah, we just finished up this state testing, and I do want to give a shout out to Deb Stankus because she surprised third grade with some donuts because she felt that we were a little stressed. So it was a very nice surprise, and we do appreciate that. But we're finishing like in social studies, we're working on some mapping skills and some of us are still working on that. Some of us are heading into a different direction in science, start working on matter. So solid, liquids and gases. And the kids are really doing a nice job with wearing their masks. This is a really respectful group. And I just love working with this group this year. So we're very pleased. They had a great time at the party. So thank you, PTA, for providing that. Minus, you know, seeing the parents, it went very well. We had a lot of fun. So thank you for that. And we finished all our mapping and OSC. So we're done for a little bit with testing. So that's about it for third grade.
Good. Thank you. How about fourth grade?
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, I know it says Anthony Peters, and I think there's a Sam Peters on there too, and that's my other computer I tried to log in on. So sorry about that. Thank you, PTA, for the chips and the drinks. That was great. The kids didn't have a nice Halloween party, even though we had to be kind of careful about stuff. They still seemed to enjoy themselves. Since we've been back online, I think the fourth grade's really been working with the kids. We've been troubleshooting a lot of the issues that we ran into when we were online. So I think that, God forbid, we have to actually do it again. I think we're ready to go. And I think that, you know, we've worked out the kinks that we were having issues with when we were online. The beginning of the week, we just spent a lot of time doing stuff with the election. The kids had a lot of fun. We were very politically correct about stuff and tried not to make it into like a debate Biden-Trump situation. The kids learned a lot about presidency, and we had a lot of fun with classroom elections, and my kids are still waiting to see if their winner Trump wins. I don't think so, but we'll see. But other than that, academically, besides the election stuff, we've been multiplication and division. The kids are struggling a little bit with the multiplication, coming back after being online for so long. So we've really been working with the kids to get them caught up to speed when stuff that they've missed. So, but we're glad to be back in person, and we're hoping we'll stay that way for a while. So, great. That's good.
Thank you. Fifth grade?
Can you hear me? Because I can't get my video camera to work.
Yes, I can hear you.
It's Joelle Geiger. Hi, everybody. I'm in my garage because I just made it home from conferences, so I'm listening. But to piggyback on Monica, we did a lot with elections too, which was really neat to talk with the kids. They were very excited. I think like the rest of the world, they are bummed that we haven't gotten the results. And it's amazing to see how fifth grade minds are so mature and the things that they come up with, what they want for the world. So we will see how that happens. We seem to be doing well. You know, the adjustment period of going virtual, as Monica also said, you know, we found a little few glitches and we worked on that, and we're, you know, God forbid we have to go again, but we'd be ready. We were grateful for the chips and the drinks for the party. We missed the parents. It was weird for all these years of teaching and not having, you know, parents there to enjoy it and stuff, but we still enjoy the kids and we're hoping it stays that way. We're right on track working with the Zach Path on the computers when we can get them, and you know, hoping that everybody stays healthy and safe. That's pretty much what we got in fifth grade.
Great, thank you. And then we have Mrs. Pichano for our special education.
Okay, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I guess we're just working like mad on our goals, because at least my class, and we're a little concerned that we're going to go back online. So we just want to make sure we're working on our goals. We're doing some informal testing just to see how the kids are progressing. It was nice to have our Halloween party. It was like normal again. And I always bring like this Frankenstein in, and all these new kids, they get a kick out of it. He's a like a big doll, he's fluffy, and everybody takes a picture with him. So it was nice just to be kind of normal and do some fun things. I guess that's about it, really. Just plug it along and knock on wood that we stay in school.
Sounds good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And then I saw Mrs. Sankis on for music.
Yeah. Hi. So I know for just the specials, I know the gym classes have been enjoying these nicer days. I know that John Raskin was taking his classes out and stuff like that. I think Miss Super was too. And for music, I know both Miss Bezzaretti and I are studying some Native American music because November is Native American History Month, and with Thanksgiving. I also touched on Veterans Day, and of course we'll be doing Thanksgiving songs and fun stuff like that.
Sounds good. Thank you. We'll circle back for a second to second grade. Was Mrs. Trincy able to get on? Okay. Thank you, teachers, for all the updates. We'll go back to Carol with the treasurer's report.
Hi, everybody. Sorry, I was helping with homework. So I just pretty much finished the books for last year's happenings. I had the taxes filed, and those all came back, and they were all good. Currently in our checking account, we have a balance of $5,678.79. In our savings account, we have a balance of $332.90 for a total balance of $70,595.05.
Thank you.
And then, Amy, did you talk about the mums or the flower sale or anything like that? The
no, we didn't talk about anything.
Proceedings yet. For that?
No, not
okay.
yet.
Okay. All right. Okay. And that's pretty much it on my end.
Great. Thank you. Under chairperson's report, the first line item is membership. If Shauna, if you want to touch on membership.
Hi. So we have 73 total members signed up, 15 faculty and 58 parents. So I was going to have the drawing. We get four winners of $50 gift cards. So I'm going to draw them now. And then we're doing the faculty one.
And just remind everybody, there's besides filling out the paper to send into the school for sign up for memberships, we also have the virtual option that you could sign up through a website that it's called Member Hub, and people could pay right on Member Hub and fill out their information, and it kind of saves the forms going back and forth. Yes. Sorry, Shauna, go ahead.
So our first winner is Bethany Vernon. Second one is Megan Campoletti. Tina Peterlin. Then Brock Taylor. So I will get a hold of the four of them and they can pick their gift cards. So we're giving $225 away for faculty. And the first one is Sherry Langer. Second is John Bender. So email them or get a hold of them and see what they want also. But that's all I have for membership.
Thanks, Shauna. The next was Spirit Wear. The Spirit Wear orders were delivered by the company last week. We had a total of 41 orders, and our profit from that should be $321.35. Under Ways and Means, we have Marco's Pizza Night. The last night, the two nights in October brought in $167.03. And then we have our upcoming pizza nights, our Wednesday the 18th and Thursday the 19th. They also offer this year curbside pickup in addition to contactless delivery. I think they just leave it at the step or something, but they have a couple options that are COVID friendly. As far as fundraising updates, so with the mom sale, the Marco's, we had one month of Marco's night so far, and the Spirit Wear. Our fundraising so far has brought in approximately $5,685. And then we have upcoming events, as Kim mentioned, Picture Day. Again, K through 2 is November 17th. The Remote Learners is November 18th. And then on November 19th is grade 3 through 5. And then we also have started working on the next thing that we have to work on is the Scholastic Book Fair, which usually happens in January. Shauna, if you just want to hint on that, what we've come up with so far.
So we are gonna do a virtual book fair, and it'll be 2 weeks. And it'll be the last week of January. I think it's the 25th it'll start. And then it'll go through the 5th. And everything can be ordered online, and Scholastic will send it straight to the house. So we won't really have to do anything.
That's pretty neat.
But it is half the profit.
Thank you. We do have a question. Karen Magruder asks, in terms of funding, what does the PTA support? The PTA, this year, it's a little bit different what we pay for, but in terms of on a normal year, we pay for lots of things that happen throughout the school, such as parties. We provide snacks and stuff for parties. We also do, like for fifth grade, we usually support them with turkeys for the feast. They have a end of the year event, which is a splash party, end of the year t-shirts for them. We normally do skating parties, things like that. Some of our money also goes to Teacher Staff Appreciation Week, which is in May. We also, we usually have popcorn sales.
You guys have done field trips in the past.
Yeah, field trips. I was getting there. That's the that's a big expense, is the transportation with field trips. We also provide some money for maturity, which is an event where fifth graders learn about maturing. We host carnival usually in the spring. We also provide up to two $1,000 scholarships each year for prior Royal View students who are moving on to college now. We normally provide one scholarship per grade for Camp Invention, which happens in the summer. And then throughout the year, we also do other things. We have had Santa gifts during the Santa season for the sing-along. We've supported Secretary Nurses Week for the secretaries and nurses. Just kind of all kinds of stuff that pops up throughout the year, but those are some of our scheduled things that we have in our budget. And then there's also different grant requests that we've supported as well for different grade levels who need extra funds for different things. So we really try to fundraise to help support those programs. Thank you for that question, though. In addition, let's see, some other announcements was no school. So Thanksgiving break, November 26th through the 30th. And then the next PTA meeting is on Thursday, December 3rd. Was there any other questions that anybody had?
I just had a quick question. We were up, like my grade level, not everyone. We were just talking about like for indoor recess, if, you know, if we're in school, hopefully in the winter months, is there any way, like if we wanted to maybe have PTA help us out with providing things for the kids to play, like Play-Doh or things like that, would we have to write a grant for that and submit it to you?
Yeah, that would be the best way. If you write out a grant request, then we kind of know how much it will cost. We've done a lot of the looking at the budget at the beginning of this year, and we are in the process. We've revised some things because we didn't do Fun Run this year, which Fun Run usually brings in approximately $25,000, which is a big chunk of the money that we raise. So without doing that, we've had to kind of cut back on some things, but it's definitely something that the board will look at.
Okay.
So if you kind of get an idea of some things that you want, price them out, we can, you know, always take a look or see if we could find things that are inexpensive also. Or if anyone has contacts, I know there's a store in Menor called Crazy Bins that's been donating coloring books and things like that to different schools. I see them post. So there's also contacts through locations that we could try to get donations of those type of items for as well.
Okay, thank you. Is the form in the office?
I'll email it to you. I think it's
okay. It's outside in the hallway.
I was gonna say I think it's outside in the little office. Brown slot. Oh, okay. But I could also send it.
I can show you.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. Okay. Anything else? All right. Well, thank you everyone for coming, and we'll see you around and see you in December.
Thanks so much. Stay healthy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Hi to Xavier. Bye.